From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shay Stevens. Senate Republicans adopted a non-binding resolution last night to swear off spending on special projects for the next 2 years. As NPR's David Wellner reports, the congressionally directed spending, known as earmarks, amounts to about 1% of the budget lawmakers have a say over.
Even though Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell has brought hundreds of millions of dollars worth of earmarks to his home state of Kentucky, he dropped his opposition to a GOP ban on earmarks earlier this week. South Carolina Republican Jim DeMint is the earmark ban's chief sponsor.
We've got the momentum on the issue, and I think we need to force the Democrats to make the same hard decisions right now.
But Harry Reid, who was just reelected as the leader of Senate Democrats, thinks the earmark ban is a bad idea.
I think it's a tremendous step backwards. It just gives more power to the executive. I am not one that believes in that.
And some Republicans are already saying they won't feel bound by their non-binding earmark ban. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.
The United Nations says attacks on relief workers battling the cholera epidemic in Haiti are seriously hampering the international response to the problem. Violent demonstrations broke out after protesters blamed foreign UN peacekeepers for introducing the disease to the country. The BBC's Barbara Plett reports from New York.
For a second day, protesters paralyzed the city of Cap Haïtien, erecting barricades and throwing rocks and bottles at UN vehicles. The United Nations said it was forced to cancel flights carrying soap, medical supplies, and personnel to the north. It said protesters had looted and burned a World Food Program warehouse. There are also signs the disease is spreading beyond Haiti's borders, with the neighboring Dominican Republic reporting its first confirmed case.
The BBC's Barbara Plett reporting from New York. A Russian man accused of supplying arms for civil conflicts around the world is now in custody in the United States. Victor Boot arrived in New York this morning from Thailand, where he had been held since March 2008. The 43-year-old former Air Force officer from the Soviet Union is wanted in the U.S. on charges of selling arms intended for terror attacks against Americans. Boot's extradition from Bangkok culminated a lengthy diplomatic tug-of-war between the United States, Russia, and Thailand. A multi-vehicle pileup on a Virginia interstate has left two people dead and 20 others injured. State Police spokesman Sergeant Michael Conroy says the mishaps, some involving tractor-trailers, occurred on a foggy stretch of Interstate 77.
Some of the crashes involved several vehicles, and some of them didn't involve as many. You had several different accidents spread out across that from the 4 to the 7 mile marker.
There were crashes in both the northbound and southbound lanes of the interstate. This is NPR News. The New START treaty to reduce American and Russian nuclear weapons arsenals may be placed on the back burner until sometime next year. Barry Schwad reports.
Senator John Kyle, an Arizona Republican, has decided the START treaty should not be considered for approval this year. About $4 billion in weapons looked like the magic formula to push the treaty through a close vote, but Kyle decided the treaty is too complex to be taken up right away. So it will be put over until January, when the Senate is more Republican due to Republican gains in the midterm elections. If the treaty is not passed, it will still be another loss for President Obama and his foreign policy. Republicans could demand more hearings, further delaying a vote on the treaty, or they could decide the Democrats are short, go ahead, and beat the White House. For NPR News, I'm Barry Schwide in Washington.
Nobel laureate Aung San Suu Kyi is reviving her political movement in Myanmar, but Suu Kyi says she has no plans to contest the country's recent elections. Last weekend, the 65-year-old democracy leader was released from 7.5 years under house arrest. Her party won election 20 years ago, but was never allowed to take power. The party has since disbanded, but its members continue to operate under the same structure. The European Union is leaving it up to Ireland to decide whether it needs a financial bailout. EU officials ended a meeting in Brussels agreeing to help stabilize the banks at the center of Ireland's debt crisis. Ireland has promised to work with the EU, the European Union Central Bank, and the IMF. Asian markets are sharply lower today. Shares dropped 2% in Hong Kong. They're down 1.9% in Shanghai. I'm Shay Stevens, NPR News, from Washington.